For The Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your Easter Sunday Gospel Reflection. For 40 long days, we've been waiting for this moment when we can say, Alleluia, He is truly risen. He has been raised from the dead. The tomb is empty. In John chapter 20, today we find ourselves with Mary Magdalene confronting the reality of the empty tomb. We find ourselves seeing this tomb completely vacant and uncertain as to exactly what we must do. We go back, we speak to the apostles. Peter and John come running to the tomb and they see it also. They believe as they see the tomb empty. And so too, we are invited into that belief. So too, we are invited to say yes to what Christ has done. He has defeated sin and death. He has risen from the dead. The tomb is empty, and it's empty for you, and it's empty for me. Christ wants to be alive in you and in me. He wants to be alive in our hearts, and He wants us to know the gift of everlasting life. And so He has defeated our sin and our death. Therefore, our sin has no power over us. But rather, in the light of His resurrection, in the glory of His new life, we have been given this same life. So today is truly a day for us to rejoice, to celebrate that He has been risen from the dead. Today is a day for us to celebrate that the tomb is empty. We can go to that tomb to this day, and it is empty to this day. What good news for us that the new life promised to us has also been given. You and I have received that new life. So let us live that new life today. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. And with Peter, with John, with Mary Magdalene, confronting that empty tomb, let us see and believe. God bless you.